Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by James chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere." One of the most remarkable facets of the heart and mission of Jesus is his others-centeredness. Jesus came to this earth not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life so that all who trust in him could experience true and everlasting life. When we trust in Jesus, he helps us see things with his eyes, he grants us wisdom, and he fosters an others-centered heart within us. He helps us not to be overly possessive, jealous, or governed by selfish ambition, because fostering those traits only creates disorder and hurts those we're called to love. As recipients of the wisdom of Christ, we can join him in his mission of opening up the eyes of others. The prevailing thought that governs many hearts is a mindset of selfishness. But as the heart of Christ is displayed in how we speak to and serve others, Jesus can use our lives as a powerful testimony of his transformative power. As Jesus first did for us, let's place the needs of others above our own today, and in so doing, display the wisdom and mercy of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And we're grateful, Lord, for the fact that through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, we are given a brand new perspective. You transform our lives, and you transform our minds. We think differently now than we once did. And you tell us in your word, as we looked at this portion of Scripture from the book of James, that you give us wisdom from above. And your wisdom is pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's full of mercy, it's sincere. It's the opposite of the way this world thinks. This world thinks with jealousy. This world fosters all kinds of selfish ambition and disorder and vile practices. But that's not what you want us as your children to be fostering. You've given us a new perspective. You've given us a new mind. You've given us a new heart. And you want us to reflect the heart of your Son, Jesus Christ, in every context that we find ourselves in. So, Lord, we pray that as we interact with others, as we talk with others and share life with others, that we would reflect your heart and that we would utilize the wisdom that you've granted us, and that our ambitions and our goals would always be in line with your will. Thank you again, Lord, for the reminders that you've given us in your word today. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone, and even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com